Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
All right, welcome to Indie Boomer Radio. Happy Saturday. Mary Pat's here.
Good afternoon.
We're going to be talking to Stacy Henderson in this segment. She is the marketing director with Westport Homes. Welcome to the show, Stacy.
Thank you so much, Julie.
You guys have lots of communities in and around the Indianapolis, Columbus/Fort Wayne area.
We sure do. We are locally owned here in Indianapolis, and we have several lifestyle collection communities. We can get more into that, of course.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to. Who started Westport Homes?
Westport Homes was started by our current president, Steve Dunn, and some associates. They've been in the industry a very long time. Lots of experience coming from other builders. It's just a great company to work for. I've been there almost 13 years.
Wow.
If that tells you anything.
It does, actually. Loyalty is a big deal. If you find something you like and enjoy, stick with it,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Now, I notice that you've got a couple of different types of homes. You've got your lifestyle homes and your premier communities. Can you differentiate between the two of those for me?
Sure. Our premier communities are more of a single-family home, whether that's, you know, a first-time buyer or someone that's downsizing, that's not ready to give up working in the yard every weekend and things like that. The lifestyle collection is more of a low-maintenance home. We have townhomes that we've had in the past, but mostly right now what we're building in our lifestyle communities is called a patio home, a paired patio home.
Okay, now, some patio homes are connected, some are not. Do you have some of both, or...?
Right now, they're mostly paired patio homes,
okay,
so they are connected. We have a few homes remaining in Plainfield. That's a low-maintenance community. They are detached homes, ranch-style homes. But like I said, we are almost sold out. We do have a few opportunities there, including the model home.
Boomer properties. I mean, designed for baby boomers, I think.
Yes, as far as this paired patio collection, absolutely. Designed, you know, they're flexible floor plans, nice open layout, 2 to 3 bedrooms, some formal dining options, finished garages. So we're really running the gamut. Lots of great opportunities for that next home.
I really like on your website, westport-home.com, where you differentiate between the lifestyle homes and the premier communities. There's different colors on the map, and you can see exactly where those communities are. You click on there, you can kind of dig deeper and find out more details. That's really a nice feature on your website.
Yes, thank you. If anybody is on the website, they're the gold icons.
Mm-hmm.
We're primarily on the west side and the south side. And we have several communities to choose from.
You certainly
do. In
those
areas currently.
Yeah, there's dozens of them. It's really great.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on, you know, so it when you make a commitment to build a home that fits a customer and their lifestyle, how do you help them figure out what they might want? Because some people, it can be very overwhelming to build a new home.
Exactly. I think the biggest part is just listening. You know, we listen. We try to figure out why you're moving and what you need, because we have several different options, but we make it a simple process. And I think that works well because often with this lifestyle home, people need to start simplifying. That's one of the reasons, you know, they want to move, and we can help get that started and cater to that in so many ways.
Yeah, I have friends in their 50s who are doing that all around me. They're moving out of my neighborhood and into smaller homes in different communities.
Yeah.
Not necessarily building, but smaller homes, different communities. And I know you've kind of got a checklist on your website for planning, which I think makes so much sense. You start with, hey, you know, what can I afford? Yes.
Yes, and we have various price ranges. We can cater to different budgets. And if someone doesn't have the flexibility or, you know, a little bit of time to build, we do have move-in ready homes available as well.
Ooh, that's
and
nice, too.
And those are selling like hotcakes right now. This, you know, we're getting into the spring season. Mm-hmm. It's just such a hot time right now.
Isn't spring and fall the time when most people buy new homes? Is that true or not true?
Yes, that's what we typically see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, February and March is really when things start to get really busy, and we've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And
people
so
come out
exciting.
Of hibernation.
Yes, yes.
So what can you afford? You even have a mortgage calculator on your website, westport-home.com, mm-hmm. which is convenient.
Yes, and our sales consultants can assist with that as well.
I'm sure they've sold dozens of homes and have lots of good experience. Yeah,
of course.
So the next thing you have to decide, where do you want to live? Some people will base that on schools. Baby boomers, mm-hmm. maybe not so much. Maybe we want to be near the grandkids. Maybe we want to be close to the good shopping. Maybe we want to be close to our doctors.
Or far away from the grandchildren.
Or far. Speak for yourself.
Depends, How often do you want to be available to babysit? Absolutely. And we have locations near, you know, all of those things. And we hear, you know, we do have a few communities where you could live in the same neighborhood as the grandchildren, because we've also got a single family home down the street.
Excellent.
We have a few of those unique neighborhoods where we can do both styles of homes.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And then another question you have under your planning tab, you say, you know, what's your style? I think, you know, by the time you're a baby boomer, you kind of have that figured out. Don't you think, Mary Pat?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I know what I like. I know what I want. I'm going to go in and take a look. You have everything from arts and crafts to very modern.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have it all, square footage as well. And you don't have to sacrifice, you know, if you're choosing to simplify and go with a low-maintenance lifestyle. We have very elegant features, interior trim detail. I mean, you don't have to sacrifice a beautiful home just to go low maintenance. We have beautiful model homes available to walk through, so you can get an idea of what you can do.
I was in the models you have down in Greenwood, and oh my goodness, yes, beautiful homes, two different choices that I saw. One of the things I liked was the higher countertops in the bathroom. I don't know if everybody was short a long time ago, but all the countertops are so low in the older homes. But there were several features that were just great, but beautiful properties.
Thank you. Yes, the adult height vanities, walk-in showers in the owner's baths. Those are just a few of the things that you'll see.
The wider doorways, too, I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, and we can do some archways as well, which really adds a lot, you know, just to the overall
personality
of the inside of home. Yeah.
So what can you afford? Where do you want to live? What's your style? When you're ready to get started, you mentioned these sales consultants, these knowledgeable sales consultants. Would we find those at every property?
Yes. And we do have several models. We'll have someone there to assist you. The website is a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking to make an appointment, we can assist you with that as well. Model hours are typical, usually on the weekends, open from noon to 6. On Sunday, Saturday is 11 to 6. But like I said, we will be happy to set an appointment so we can answer questions and just spend quality time with you.
I've built several homes over the course of many years, and I get excited about it. Yeah, yeah,
wow,
with somebody like a Westport home, different builders over the years. But I get excited about picking things out and kind of customizing it and then seeing the final product. And I know that our listeners, maybe they feel the same way.
It's so exciting. We love that part.
I know. I do. I like. Yes. I like it. I like it. Westport-home.com. Tell me, what is the Westport Advantage?
Westport Advantage, we are a quality home builder. It means we don't skimp on materials. We use brand name products such as Delta Faucets, Zeldwin Windows, Aristocraft Cabinets. We don't cut corners with our construction. And we're a builder of integrity. We were awarded that a few times, and we expect to get that award again from our warranty company.
Oh, nice.
This means we take great care with our service, and we're just really proud of being locally owned and available and just a high-quality builder.
You mentioned the warranty. Let's talk about customer service on those warranties.
Sure. We have a warranty department. We have what's called a 210 warranty. The 10 years covers the structural items, and many things fall, you know, in between that, like your HVAC, plumbing, things like that. So we run through all of those details when we're sitting down with you, just to make sure you know what to expect. After you close, we're not done. You know, you can always reach out, and we'll be happy to help.
That's wonderful. I saw on the website that you do have green designs that give us peace of mind. Speak to that.
Green builders, yes. We try to use materials that are, you know, sustainable. They're not going to put out a lot of pollution, and we just try to, yeah, we just try to cater to that. With our zip board, that's one of the main features I feel really sets us apart, because not every builder in the Indy area uses it. It's that wall sheathing. It's not a, you know, flimsy foam board that's held up with tape that could, you know, cause leaks and things when you get a lot of water coming at your home. So it's one of those structural components that we feel makes a very solid home. And it's built, all Westport homes in the Indianapolis market are built with that zip system.
That's great. The photo gallery is stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it is. It really is. Have you seen that, Mary Pat, on the website?
I have not seen that, but I've been in them, so I know it's
well, that's
stunning.
True. You know it is. Well, and I think that, you know, looking at the pictures and Mary Pat's been in the homes, it speaks to quality. It speaks to that quality you're talking about by using the zip board and the finest materials and those kinds of things. And that's important, because you can look at a home, but if, you know, if it's not made the right way, it's like three little pigs. We're going to huff and puff and blow it down.
It may not matter how pretty it is.
Well,
exactly.
I think
so. We try to cover all of that, you know, the pretty and the structural integrity.
Yeah.
Well, the house may last longer than the boomer. Shouldn't say
it's
that.
Certainly possible, but then
know.
You could leave it to someone nice in your family that you love, right?
There you go.
Exactly. The gift that keeps on giving.
Amen. Westport-home.com. I know you don't not only build here in the Indianapolis area, you also have properties in Fort Wayne and Columbus.
We do.
And I know people who listen on our TuneIn app might be in those communities right now. Mm-hmm. So maybe they like to go to the website and find out more information.
Sure. Yeah, we're mostly building the lifestyle homes in Indianapolis, but you might see more of those pop up in Columbus and Fort Wayne.
Well, wonderful. We are looking forward to having you or someone from Westport Homes be on one of our future Indie Boomer television shows the road. And we're going to show all the stunning features and the different components that go into these locally made, wonderful homes.
Stacey, we're excited about that.
Totally. Stacey Henderson,
can't wait to show you around.
Marketing director with Westport Homes, the website westport-home.com. Did we cover everything? Is there anything else you wanted to mention before we let you go?
I think all of that sounds great. I'm just so glad that we were able to speak with you today, and hopefully someone learned a little bit more and wants to come talk to us.
Absolutely. Sure did. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Look forward to meeting you.
You too. Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Indie Boomer Radio on Freedom 95. We'll be right back.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Welcome back to the show. We're so glad you've tuned in today. Mary Pat is back with us, too. We learned all about Westport Homes. That was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was. Those are really cool houses.
Makes me want to move.
I know.
Start fresh. I would love that.
Especially if you could get it all decorated. They decorate
so true.
So nice.
Our guest for this segment, I think you're going to find very intriguing. Welcome to the show, Donna Williams. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
And let me tell you a little bit about Donna. I've never met her, but we've been in correspondence online, and she wants to tell us about something very intriguing. You have made a connection between toxicity and the face. Tell me about that.
Well, it's not just any toxicity. It's something that I went through. And in going through it, I discovered that the same yeast that causes female infections, Candida albicans, is actually responsible for all of the facial and neck manifestations of aging that we don't like in men and women, the facial set, the skin sagging all around the jawline and the neck, the dark circles under the eyes, any puffiness above and below the eyes, just red eyes, just, you know, your pallor, whether you have a good color or not, whether you're pale or, you know, so just everything, that this yeast, which yeast/fungus, because it turns into a fungus, we're born with it, and it has the ability, and actually I believe is aging us.
So you're saying that we naturally have yeast in our systems.
Yes.
Some of that is to balance other things, but if we get too much, it can make us look more aged than we are, perhaps?
Yes. Definitely. And I'm so glad I found a doctor, Jeff McCombs, And if it had not been for him, I wouldn't have, I may not have been able to write this book, because I did not understand how people's faces looked so, with these manifestations of the toxins and poisons that yeast puts out, and be healthy and have energy, because I was always tired and sick. So he has a Candida library, and he has pictures in there, and that we can be healthy and have this yeast in the tissues of our body.
Tell me how you met Dr. Jeff McCombs.
I actually found out about him through, I was watching Kevin Trudeau a long time ago, and he was a guest on his show, and that's how I found out about him. And he's the second doctor, the first doctor that really helped me, and he is has passed on, but it was Dr. Orrin Truss, and it was because of his research and his books, The Missing Diagnosis, that Dr. Crook wrote The Yeast Connection. And so I did Dr. Truss's program, where I went to an allergist, I took the nystatin medicine and stayed on the diet, and I got very, very well. That's when I took the nystatin medicine, I had had dark circles under my eyes my whole life, and they totally left. They were gone. I was, light under my eyes. And I think it's very interesting because Dr. Jeff McCombs was on a radio show, and he stated that Middle Eastern people, when they went on his yeast cleanse program, that they too became light under their eyes. So possibly in many cases, those dark circles under our eyes are a sign of the toxicity of yeast fungus.
You talked about a yeast cleanse. How do you do that?
Well, it's not a short-term thing. You don't just throw something at it. It involves... when I did it with Dr. Truss, what that does when you take the antifungal medicine and then you stay on the diet, it can actually make the yeast become stronger. I mean, you get rid of it, but it comes back. And so Dr. Jeff McCombs has a very holistic way of dealing with it, where he wants to get it out of the fungal form. He has products that help to keep it from being able to make the fungal form, which is the more dangerous form. And then he has a diet. And then he's been treating people for 20 years and having great success. I personally, at this time, have not taken his products. I want to. But I just have been learning and, dealing with it, myself. I haven't had the money, actually. They're not expensive. It's just that you take, a lot of them. So.
Right. So there's a connection with the yeast and how a person ages. We're talking dark circles, perhaps the jowl line. You just look better if you don't have this yeast connection in your body?
Yes, if you have in the right amount, it's supposed to be in our intestinal tract, and in the small amounts, it... ferments sugars,
okay,
and does what it's supposed to do. But when we take antibiotics, then that can cause a big problem. It can cause it to change into the fungal form that can kill off all of our good bacteria so that we get overgrown in our intestinal tract with bad bacteria. But then it can change into the fungal form and get out into the tissues of our body. And once it's out there, it's able to start suppressing our immune system so that it's difficult to get rid of it, especially, if you're eating lots of bread and sugar and alcohol and processed foods.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. What are the foods that you need to eliminate to avoid this?
Well, it's, obviously his diet is not as strict as the one that I stayed on. I was so ill from yeast that I could only tolerate meat and green vegetables.
Wow.
which this one doctor says that can be, you know, when it's in the fungal form in your blood. I mean, but his diet is more, many people develop food allergies from yeast because when their gut is compromised and these proteins get out, then your immune system starts reacting to the food. So that, you know, that has to be healed. And so your immune system gets involved, and yeast is capable of causing autoimmunity because it can shear off the glycoproteins off of our cells, which that is how our cells communicate. So you see all of these autoimmune illnesses and painful fibromyalgia and all this. The yeast makes horrible, horrible poisons. And the worst, which I have really researched that's so aging to us, is acetaldehyde. And the yeast actually makes an enzyme that destroys collagen. So, you know, we need collagen. We need it in our bones. We need it, you know, for our skin to stay firm. It also eats glycogen, and it eats a lot of things, a lot more than sugar. And so it dries us out. You know, getting dried out is also a way of aging. And our body has ways, it's called hyaluronic acid, which we need in our bodies to have moisture. It's in a lot of beauty products, and people put it on topically.
Right.
But we need that in our bodies. It makes a gelatinous, it just has all this moisture so that our cells can be fed the nutrients. It's very, very bad to get dried out inside.
Donna Williams is our guest. She's writing a book about this connection between how yeast can affect the aging process. What is the thesis of your book?
Well, my thesis is that we can decay, okay? And so we can keep from decaying. You have to, you know, you don't have to go downhill. You don't have to be overrun with this yeast. But you do need to know how to eat, how to cleanse yourself, just like Dr. Jeff McCombs, a protocol of his program is to sweat either in an infrared sauna or just a regular sauna, not by exercise, but where your body gets very, very hot because some toxins only come out through perspiring. And so, you know, sweating is actually very, very good for your health. It's all about, you know, being able to keep those toxins in our bodies low.
Donna, do you believe that sweating through exercise, though, could also be beneficial?
He says it's not. He says on his website you have to get that deep where your body really heats up as in an infrared sauna or a regular sauna. And I've done both, and they always make me, you know, feel good, give me more energy.
What is your regimen now? What do you do right now to feel younger, to look younger, to feel good?
Well, I try to consume a lot of raw food. And I also, there's a lot of products out there now that you can take internally to keep your hyaluronic acid up. And lots of good collagens out there. But collagen, even as important as it is, I believe the hyaluronic acid, the moisture, I've had the moisture from hyaluronic acid plump my face up, like give me a facelift, more even than collagen, because we always think, oh, you have to have collagen because of sagging. Without the moisture, without the hyaluronic acid, and there are vegetables that I've learned about that help our bodies. I'm all about it being internal. There's a lot of good external products, but you've got to fix it internally.
Sure.
By
inside out.
Yes.
Our guest is Donna Williams. Donna, we're running out of time. When will we see your book? And what is it going to be called? What's the title?
Well, the working title is Yeast in Your Face.
Okay.
So I'm making just a mini book that I'm going to be selling on Kindle, but I'm trying to get a publisher and a contract.
Will you update us when you get that information? We'd love to pass that along to our listeners.
Oh, yes, I would. I'm also starting a blog so I can
Wonderful.
Help people.
Well, we will definitely update our listeners, and we appreciate your time today. Donna Williams has been our guest on Indie Boomer Radio today. Thank you, Donna.
Okay, thank you.
And you're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.